This is the final part of our series with Sam Mercer, MBE, looking at his time with 1st Battalion, the Gloucestershire Regiment, who became known as the Glorious Gloucesters during the Korean War. Sam has told us this week about fending off thousands of Chinese soldiers, his time as a prisoner of war, subsequent release, and the beautiful story of meeting his wife. Today, we look at Sam's reflections on the conflict, on what was known as the Forgotten War.
You see, it's the Forgotten War because it started only 5 years after the end of the Second World War.
So it was too soon.
So it hadn't got far enough from to get its own image, if you like. But yes, it certainly was worth it. I don't want to get involved with Kim Jong-un.
But does it bother you that people don't remember this war like they remember so many others?
Yes, it does. I mean, there are memorials to the Falklands, the Gulf, Iraq, etc. But I can assure you that there is, thanks to the British Korean Veterans Association, and particularly for General Tony Farrah Hockley, who was in charge of the us, there is in St Paul's Cathedral, in the crypt of St Paul's Cathedral, a memorial stone which has all the regimental and naval badges on it. And there's also a smaller version of that in Korea in the Anglican Cathedral. And that has a little story to itself because that was in 1992, I think, was the royal visit. And one morning, General Peter Downward, lovely man, Peter Downward said to me on the phone, he said, "We think Prince Charles would like to meet someone from battle. Would you be prepared to go?" So, of course, I went. And that was probably the last time that Charles and Diana were together. The defence attaché then was a Gurkha. And so we still had Hong Kong in those days. He brought some Gurkhas over from Hong Kong to keep things in order. And I can assure you that the cookery, even when sheathed, is very forbidding.
Oh, yes.
You don't argue with that.
That's true. I want to ask you one final question. What are your feelings now, this day, 2016, when you think back to the conflict and your time in Korea?
My feelings are that it was a job that had to be done. And thank goodness, United Nations did not go the same way as the League of Nations. And yes, it was a task that had to be done. All right, we upset the Russians, we probably upset the Chinese too. But we had a job to do, and we did it. And I think, personally, that we did it rather well.
Sam Mercer, MBE, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much for giving up this time.
Well, that's my pleasure, sir.